What the? Welcome in latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite Uncle Fester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? I can't do the voice.
Man, how the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mike. Doing real good. You know, sorry, I was a little late here sliding in, but, you know, it's not often you do makeup, you know? So, no, I'm pumped up, brother. I can't stay off of it, man. I can't stay off this coaching search. It's like I'm anticipating where coaches are going to go. I'm taking coaches that are currently at an establishment. I said, you know, they'd be perfect over here. You know, they haven't even quit their job yet. They haven't even won a championship at their place, but that's kind of where I'm at. I'm following that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, we got a lot of great games coming up this weekend.
Right. So, you liked it until
Josh Heupel got mentioned.
that was your best tweet I thought of yesterday.
Yeah. I'd like to track that guy down. Keep my coach's name out of your mouth.
Well, hey, here's a little teaser, Shane, in case anybody missed it. But I was live on Feinbaum about 30 minutes ago, I guess it was. That's why I didn't do the makeup, Shane. I mean, I got to be I'm a respectable journalist, I guess.
I don't know why they never have me on, Mike.
But that's all we basically talked about. So I got your next coach at LSU. I got your next coach at Florida, Arkansas, even at Auburn. So I'll post that as soon as this is done. But yeah, we had fun over there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And my daughter's home, so she isn't going to need gas. So we're in good shape, Mike. We're in good shape right now.
Well, hey, buddy, we got one heck of a mailbag lined up for the Cousins. Favorite show of the week. And before we get into it, as always, we got to remind them, though, we're brought to you by MyBookie, the online sports book. So go check them out. MyBookie.ag is the website. And most importantly, don't forget that promo code SEC. If you put in an initial deposit, they're willing to give you a buyback guarantee of up to $500 this football season. So, hey, I know we only got like, you know, month or so of the regular season, a little bit longer than that, but you can still get in on the action. You know what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is the best time to do it, right? Now you got the teams figured out. You know everything. Fade, you know who to fade in here. So, yeah, I feel like this is a perfect opportunity. And if one of us miss, it doesn't matter because you use promo code SEC and you get your money back.
And then, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
You know the best way to deal with your family?
Tennessee Land, come on.
I kid, family, we love you all, but it makes it a lot more tolerable. Or maybe you just want to give a great gift to one of your fine family members. Go check them out, Tennessee Legend. Go to your package store. If they don't have it, ask them why the heck not. Let them know we sent you there, and they'll order you some Tennessee Legend. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get this great bourbon whiskey all over the Southeast region, and they'll get you covered over at Tennessee Legend. You know what?
Absolutely. A lot of Sooners saying, what do I need to do while I'm in town? You need to hit up Tennessee Legend Distillery. Let them know that the cousin sent you. I'm going to the game this weekend, Mike, and that was the only request. They said, just make sure you bring some of this Tennessee Legend with you.
They're calling you scary, Shane.
Wow.
I'm sure Tennessee Legend is proud to partner with that maniac looking guy right there. Hey, well, I'll tell you who's we're proud to partner with, Shane.
Who's that?
Steve it up.
Oh, cuz.
Oh, buddy. Let's see.
Kalen DeBoer would do so well at LSU, wouldn't he?
He's showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. He gifted Dennis Bone. Dennis, welcome
to the family.
And he also gave us a very nice donation here, Steven, or Shane. $20 for the effort.
Thank you
look great, Shane. That one's for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I need more makeup, right? And it was my kid. You know, I told her, I said, hey, this is all. She rolls in 5 minutes before airtime. I'm like, man, we got to get quick. So...
Hey, someone, I think it was, man, Cousin Spence.
Yeah.
Has Shane been working out? Looking good, buddy. All right, let's get into this mailbag, Shane. We got so many great questions to dive into.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll get to the food questions at the end here, everybody's favorite. So, about 10 people asked this, Shane, so I feel like I felt like we got to ask it.
Okay.
Because I don't have the answer, and but they were saying where the heck's the morning show?
Well, I've come up on a few things. there's just some behind the scenes stuff going on right now that it's this time's been interfering with it. So I apologize for that and those cousins that invested time with me during the season. But maybe we can work something out in a different version. It's just the morning show is going to be kind of tough to pull off right now.
Okay. And then Ashley Schaefer says, looks like you're a peep. Remember we were talking about the peeps last episode? No. You're a peep come to life.
No, absolutely not. Doesn't it look kind of like Fester? You know, and somebody was talking, didn't Fester have a high voice? But I thought he had a deep voice on the Addams Family. You know, I thought he talked like this. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should have done more research on what Fester talked like.
All right. I love this question, Shane.
Yeah.
From cousin Emily Powell. Shout out, Emily. I believe I see her in the comments there. Official cousins always get their question answered, Shane. Possible matchups in the SEC championship game. So that was the only question. Possible matchups. Mm. And I have this website. It's I think it's called like SEC. Let me look it up real quick.
.com.
It's got all these tiebreakers. So literally every tiebreaker. Here it is. It's called bball.nothing.net. I mean, it sounds sketchy, but all it is, Shane, it's got all the games remaining, right?
Yeah.
And you just click on, all right, for example, like this weekend, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, yeah. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi State, on and on and on. You just select the winner each week.
Yeah.
And it will output who wins the SEC by the end of the year. So I did some fooling around with it. And just to make it simple, right?
Yes.
What if all the everybody, now we don't know the point spreads for all these games, but it's kind of easy at this point in time to really kind of figure out who's going to be favored in every game. Don't you think that's fair to say?
Yes.
So if every favorite wins out, it's very simple. I think this is obvious. It'll be Alabama undefeated in the SEC versus Texas A&M undefeated in every game. So if all the favorites went out, Bama and Texas A&M will play. Very simple.
Yeah.
But how about this, Shane? How about this? What if Alabama loses a game and Texas A&M loses a game? And I did it to where Alabama loses to either Oklahoma, which I don't think that's like super far-fetched, or Auburn.
Right.
It really doesn't matter. Or it could be LSU. It literally doesn't matter. I did all of them, and it doesn't matter. I'm just saying if they lose one, and same deal for A&M. If they lose, let's say at Texas, I think that's would be reasonable.
Yeah.
Even though A&M I think is a much better team, but you know, rivalry on the road. Or what if they lose to Missouri on the road? You know, again, I tried both. It doesn't matter. Alabama loses one, A&M loses one. Who do you think goes to the SEC championship?
Alabama loses one, A&M loses one. I would say I don't know. I have no idea.
You can't take any guesses?
Ole Miss, Georgia.
All right, you got one of them right. Georgia.
Yeah.
So Georgia would go and face Alabama. So A&M would be out if they drop one and Bama drops one. And that would be due, according to this website, due to below Bama's conference opponent winning percentage. So again, it factors in all these tiebreakers,
which is
why this website is so valuable. So A&M, again, it could cost you to lose just one game. Now again, you'll be a lock at 11-1 to make the playoff.
Yeah.
So you may not care, but I think the Maggies really want to go to Atlanta for the first time. You know what? So, you know, tricky.
So real quick, who is the favorites again? So if the favorites win, it'll be A&M and
Bama.
Bama. Because
they'll be undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
Each of them in the conference.
I got you. Okay.
Now, how about, I mean, there's so many possibilities. How about, now this one gets wild, buddy. And you tell me if this is highly unrealistic, because I don't think, again, not that this is going to happen necessarily.
Yeah.
But if Texas beats Vanderbilt this weekend at Georgia and A&M, which again, is that going to happen? Probably not, but.
Could it?
It could happen, right?
Yeah.
And A&M loses to Missouri as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Texas goes back to the SEC championship, Shane. So, hey, Texas is not eliminated yet either. And they would face, I got Alabama, if they lose one game,
mm-hmm.
it'll be Bama and Texas in Atlanta. How about that?
Does Kentucky hang the banner, you know? We almost beat.
All right, then I did even this one. What if A&M loses to Missouri,
mm-hmm.
but they beat Texas?
Mm.
They go. A&M goes to Atlanta. So they can afford to drop one. They just can't afford to drop two, if that makes sense. Now, well, they probably still could if like Georgia, Bama, some of these other teams drop some games, if that makes sense. So the possibilities are still endless, but I just thought it was pretty fascinating that Texas could get to the SEC championship over A&M as of today.
I'm not saying you have to pick, Mike. I'm not saying that. This isn't your decision at all, but actually it kind of is. If you had to pick two teams in the SEC championship right now, and I'm not saying that they're going to be. I'm just saying you had to pick them. Who are the two teams right now?
Bama and A&M.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And I'd feel pretty confident about it, you know?
Okay.
Because, again, they're going to be favored in every game, don't you think? So here's the schedule for A&M. Again, we're just looking at the Final Four now. At Missouri, South Carolina at home. Who cares about Samford?
Right.
And at Texas. The only one they may not be favored is Texas, and that is if, huge, huge if here, Shane. But if Texas go, if they beat Vanderbilt, if they beat at Georgia, mm-hmm. and they beat Arkansas, there is a world where people will say, well, hell, Texas red hot. They won six in a row.
Right.
And hell, they could even, Texas A&M could lose that game, and they'll still be a playoff lock.
Yeah.
You know?
These comments, Mike, you're going to get to them here in a second. They are. Somebody said, I jumped into a powdered donuts and survived.
That was my first thought when I saw it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Hey, shout out JR Shane, the legend. Let's see, please, yeah, little jingle for him here.
Powdered donuts were always tough because the evidence was on you. You know, you couldn't get away with stealing some.
The legend, cousin JR, has done it again.
I've seen you, Shane, with them in your mouth trying to hide it, and like the powder comes out.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
I was the original cinnamon challenge, you know, but with powdered donut.
Shane, you ain't going to believe who he gifted.
Who's that?
I think you might be related to him today. The Devil Man. Devil Man, welcome
to the family.
And Brandon Rodarte, he says, hey, I'm hoping Texas can win out. The defense is what are the odds? Let's do that real quick because he gave us a donation here, Shane. Scale from zero being totally not going to happen to 100,
meaning
it's for sure going to happen. Texas wins out, and here's the remaining schedule. Vanderbilt at home this weekend. Then you get 2 weeks to prepare at Georgia. Arkansas at home. Texas A&M at home. 0-100. Chance Texas wins out.
Oh, man. Realistically, Mike, I'd say about 12%.
Wow. The 12th man?
Mike, it's more likely they lose out than win out. If I'm picking. If I'm being honest. If I'm being honest, which is more likely.
I thought you were the Texas homer.
Not this guy. No, it's just, again, you know, it's kind of blows my mind that they're the favorites in this Vanderbilt game, but maybe they know something I don't, you know, and maybe just as soon as we all give up on Texas, they start doing something.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not saying it's happening, right?
Yeah.
12 just seems so low.
Which is more, in your opinion, which is more likely, they win out or they lose out?
Lose out.
Yeah, I worry about Arkansas. I mean, what happens if you put 40 points on Texas? Can they keep up with that? I'm not saying they're going to, but yeah, I'm just a little worried about that one.
He's going to take back his $10. Hey, shout out Cousin Rick. We appreciate your buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
Gave us $50, Shane. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Where's his little... I think I'm going blind, Shane. I can't see
it's
anymore.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Giggum Aggies.
Shout out, Cousin Rick. NIL and Transfer Portal have changed the rules. The brands of yesterday are just that. Yesterday. Do y'all have a projection for the new brands? Brands of tomorrow. I love LSU and Notre Dame, but they will regress. Giggum. Beat the hell out of Mizzou. Mm. How about that? I mean, brands of tomorrow. I mean, I think we already know where he wants us to go, Shane.
Yeah.
We've been touting A&M for a while. We've been doing it for about 10 years. It's finally clicked. So I think it's fair to say, as long as they continue to invest,
yep,
A&M's going to be there. And then I'm going to give that wild man to... dang it, this way. I'm going to give that wild man some credit, because he's been saying it for almost as long. Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Brand of tomorrow. Now, again, are they going to dominate the SEC? No, that's crazy. But, you know, we're finally seeing what that program is capable of, being in Nashville, yeah, with a nice stadium, with money for the players, money for the coaching staff. I think Vanderbilt is potentially one of these that fits. And you got to remember, Shane, is Vanderbilt going to outspend everybody? No. But as we get further and further down this NIL transfer portal stuff, mm-hmm, how many opportunities do you have in Nashville with businesses? You know, that's got to be something to consider as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, Coach Lee talks about this. He wants this to be part of your weekend in Nashville, right? Come over, watch a game, and then enjoy the boardwalk and all that down there, the festivities in downtown Nashville, you know? And they can work hand in hand if it's fun to go to. And for a long time, it's just not been fun to watch those games. Well, now it is. So you are absolutely correct. But I think the important thing here, Mike, is I think brands are going away. Now, I do feel like there's going to be teams that stay toward the top. And like Saban says, it's going to be the ones with money, right? So ones that are going to get those classes. But I do think that there's going to be a team or two every 3 years that puts all chips on table. Like, hey, this is our shot. We got an opportunity. So I don't feel like we're going to, you know, have Georgia for 20 years or Bama for 30 years. You know, I feel like there's going to be a little bit more ebb and flow toward the top of the Southeastern Conference.
I love this one, Shane, from Tev. He says, Brandon, tomorrow, that SEC podcast.
Yeah. Come on, marketing manager, Tev.
How about Arby? He says, Shane looks like he's ready to go in the deep fryer. Are there any other programs that you consider, you know, programs in this new era?
Well, like I said, I feel like any of them could be, yeah, like, you know, maybe not every year, but every 3 to 5 years. So, you know, you're telling me right now that if Arkansas, let's just say they had everything they needed and they're going into an offseason, you get a lot of hype behind the program. You don't think that they can put some more money on the table to get some kids out of the portal and create something special? Absolutely. You know, now, can they do it every year? I don't know. I have to see that. But, you know, obviously success, if you start having successful seasons, you can stay at the top because more people are likely to give you money. That's just how it works. So I think Vanderbilt should take advantage of this opportunity for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. How about dealing with Dylan? Appreciate you giving us $20, Shane. Who is going to want to coach Kentucky when $22 million is going to basketball? Mm. I say we squeeze Stoops into a restructure, let him build another 10-win team in 2 to 3 years and rebuild his status before leaving. Thoughts? That's interesting. I don't know how we rebuild, though, because here's the problem. And I don't know that that's accurate, that $22 million is going to basketball. And even if it is,
yeah,
that's surely they're not. No, I know for a fact they're not spending all their revenue share on basketball.
Right.
Because there's a lot of players paid on the Kentucky's football team. Just look at the both lines of scrimmage and,
yep,
running backs. And
it's been proposed several times. But
so, I mean, they're spending money there, too. But
yeah,
here the problem with. Again, let's say he's accurate, because maybe he knows there's a good chance he knows more than I do about Kentucky's NIL. If you're not spending NIL, you can't sit here and recruit and develop.
Right.
Because as soon as you develop someone, guess what? Old A&M comes calling, Texas comes calling, Tennessee comes calling, and you're back to square zero. That's where Vanderbilt literally found themselves when Clark Lee got there. Mm-hmm. He was going to go recruit and develop. And then next thing you know, his receivers at Georgia, LSU, Colorado, you know, and he just lost to all those guys.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, I mean, honestly, he ain't restructuring shit. You know, he ain't. He's going to get every damn dime of it, you know. Now, I do think eventually there'll be a buyout, and it's probably going to be when the money goes. It's going to be a couple of years, but there will be no extensions. There'll be none of that nonsense. Coach Stoop, you're kind of stuck with him. But I will say this. But like, I feel like Kentucky has improved. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like you're looking at the record. I see a team that kind of it's reminiscent of some of those earlier seasons that Stoops had, you know, when you did see some of that development, when you did see some of that growth, and you're starting to see some stars emerge. The only thing I worry about is are those stars going to stick around? And I feel like that's where that NIL comes in. NIL for Kentucky, for me, Mike, if I'm being honest, should not be to acquire new talent. It should be able to keep the ones that you have in it and then maybe hit one or two pieces out there.
Right. And let me ask you this. I know this is biting off a lot here.
Yeah.
If Kentucky they're 2-5 right now.
Yeah.
If we get to 6-6, which means 4-1 down the stretch. We got at Auburn, who, again, they drop games they shouldn't all the time.
Right.
Florida, already interim coach, are going to be coming off Georgia. Tennessee Tech, easy win. Now, I think the two difficult ones, at Vanderbilt and at Louisville. Of course, we've owned Louisville's ass when they whooped us last year. But forget about that, Shane. If we can go 4-1, 6-6, mm-hmm. we bring in Stoops back?
Mm-mm.
I think he's back if they go 6-6.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he could probably lose all these games. I feel like he's coming back. It's about money. It's at the end of the day, they're not LSU. They don't have $53 million laying around to get this guy out of here, you know. But, you know, you try to find some success throughout the season, which I feel like Kentucky's going to catch a game or two here. But I don't know if they make a bowl. If they hit 6-6, then absolutely, you know. But if it's 5-7, let's say 4 wins, God forbid, you know, it gets down too low. I feel like you have to make that push, but I just don't know if Barnhart's going to do it.
You know who I just figured out who you're dressed as?
Who's that?
You are an AD that gets his ass whooped by Jimmy Sexton in contract negotiations. They come out there looking white as hell. You know
what? Oh, man. What about him down there at LSU? I just love it. I mean, I'm not going to – I ain't say nothing bad about Sexton because he's got too many irons in the fire. You know, he may get one of us. But I do think it's kind of funny how monopolies are illegal, yet we have one right here.
Have you seen – I know you've been busy today. Have you seen what they did down there at LSU today with the governor and everything?
Yes, yes. I wish you put that video. Well, paraphrase it for them if the cousins missed it.
So anybody that missed it, the governor, Governor Landry, I believe his name is, who he is or was instrumental in firing Brian Kelly. Apparently they had this meeting mm-hmm. at his mansion, which is right down the street from LSU. Apparently he was the one that pulled the trigger to fire Brian Kelly. And there's no president right now at LSU. And I don't understand. I've been kind of busy. I did see the clips. I don't really understand why they had this press conference. But he essentially, I mean, he put it clear as day. Scott Woodward, the AD, will not be making this hire.
Yep.
He called his ass out. He said, he'd rather President Trump make the hire. So that's where you start connecting the dots, Shane. Who does Trump love? He loves Nick Saban. I'm just putting two and two together here. You know what?
Well, I mean, he said that, and he pointed out Fisher, $70 million. This is who he's responsible for hiring, a buyout to Fisher for $70-something million. Brian Kelly for $53 million. He said, so yeah, we're getting a committee together to pick the next coach in LSU, and he will be a winning coach. So, I tell you, there's a handful of those winning coaches just by the conversations I've heard. And I think it kind of throws out some of these smaller names, these like potential hires, throws them right out there with the bathwater. This is going to be a guy that has proven success.
Hey, shout out Shane, your
buttered
favorite
sausage.
Buttered sausage. He gifted Justin Diller. Justin, welcome
to the family.
No butter. And shout out Brandon, who gave us $10. LSU needs to drop the Nick Saban, Joe Brady, Coach O talk. I live here in Baton Rouge, and I'm so sick of hearing those names. We want a younger guy with great potential. Give me Summerall or Kiffin.
Give me Kiffin too. You know, throw me a side of Kiffin, would you? No, I love it. I love it. This is what we do, Coach Search, right? And we think our team deserves the best. And I will say this: LSU is one of those jobs that doesn't come around that often. And when it does, it's such a big deal because it is a proven. I mean, it has a proven track record to win national championships. So that's their standard, and they're not budging on that. So yeah, get old Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Did you hear Coach O? He said, "I'll load up the truck and be there tomorrow." You know, but they did ask him, just even if he's not the head coach, he does want to be a part of that staff. Just because, I mean, he says, "I got a house there. I've got my girlfriend's there, one of them, you know."
All right. How about this one, Shane, from Old Surfer Dog? We appreciate you, buddy. He's an official cousin.
Yeah.
He's got a great question here, Shane. Hey, cousins, maybe getting ahead of myself, but what do you think the odds are that Georgia Tech and Tennessee Vanderbilt will end up being play-in games for the college football playoff? This kind of flew totally under my radar, Shane, because I don't watch garbage ACC football. But Georgia Tech's top 10 right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I know Georgia would get the benefit of the doubt. Like, if they go 10-2 and their losses are to Bama, which is elite, you know, this season, and Georgia Tech, which I guess is ACC elite, I can't see them getting kicked to the curb. Now, if they drop it to Texas or Florida, God forbid,
yeah,
then, yeah, that Georgia Tech game will determine their playoff fate, I would think.
Yeah, I do not think Georgia gets left out if Georgia Tech's their only loss besides Bama. But, like you said, if they're 10-2 walking into that thing, then you better damn believe that's a play-in game. Just like Tennessee Vanderbilt. Two games that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, it's funny. We talk about all these future matchups, but you ain't going to hear Vol fans saying, "I can't wait to whoop up on Vandy." And you don't hear any Georgia fans saying, "Hey, I can't wait to beat Georgia Tech." Now, deep down inside, they know they should. They hope they will. But it's two dangerous games sitting there at the end of both of those schedules. And that's what I'm saying, man. And you can't even look at it. You can't even say, like, Tennessee fan, I can't say, "Oh, man, Vanderbilt's a playing game." Well, no, Oklahoma's a play-in game. You know, Florida's a play-in game. There's a lot of play-in games right before we get to November 29th. But it could be built up as the most important game on Tennessee's schedule for sure.
Hell, Vanderbilt's too. I think for Vanderbilt, I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, Pavia wants it, man. I mean, look, who'd he call out? South Carolina? Check. Got it. You know, who else he call it? Oh, Bama. No, you didn't get that one. So he's one for one. He called out Auburn and Tennessee, I think, is the other two, right?
He called out basically everybody.
State champs, he said.
All right, how about this one from P5? We appreciate you, P. Some of us newer members like myself are interested to know how you and Cousin Shane started the show. I'm not the only one asking. M-I-Z. So, long story short, we've shared it a couple times, but I used to work for this website called Saturdays Down South, and they let me do their podcast very briefly. I was awful at it. Hey, just like anybody, Shane, starting something new.
Still am. You know, I still am.
You're going to be pretty bad at something, right? Yeah. So they said, "Yeah, you can't be doing this. We're going to give it to someone more qualified." And I said, "That's totally fair." So I just started this up on myself, and it was me doing some ramblings, and literally nobody was listening. I had a guy doing it. His name's Cody. He's a really good guy. He's got a really great voice. And then he kind of drifted out, and my original plan really was to have like a different person each day of the week come on. And Cousin Shane, he was interested in doing it. And Cousin Shane was so damn good, I said, "Well, that'd be foolish to switch up Cousin Shane." So, yeah, Cousin Shane, he used to do it I think, under his gazebo, smoking his cigarettes.
Yeah.
And we'd have to stop when the train was coming by. But
the lane train.
we've come a long way since then. You know what?
Yeah, I'd sit out there, smoke some Camel Lights. Don't do that anymore. You know, drinking my cold beer, and we talk. And you know, it's very informal. I think we just did like a phone call and recorded it at first.
Right.
And then I got a little piece of equipment. Then we got a computer. Then it was like, we kind of moved this thing up, and I'll never forget. Mike was like, "Hey, we got to go video." And I was like, "Hell no. Look at this face, Mike. This ain't a video face."
He said, "No one will watch this."
He goes, I said, "You think the numbers are bad now? Wait till we get out there." So, no, it just kind of snowballed, and it went from hobby to job, and it's something I absolutely love doing. So, and thank you, Cousins, for helping it grow. I mean, like I said, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for word of mouth and you guys getting this out.
Yeah. And
yeah, Mike said, he goes, "Hey, I'll never forget." He says, "Hey, come on." He's trying to pitch me. He's like, "Come on, do the show." He says, he goes, "Nobody will be listening. We'll just talk about why Nick Saban should get fired." And I was like, "All right, what time I got to be there? Any chance I can talk about Saban getting fired?"
And maybe, I don't even think this is available to listen to anymore, but maybe if someone could track it down, it would be hilarious. This is before we did YouTube. But we changed podcast platforms at one point.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to test it to make sure, you know, that the whatever I was uploading to would work. And I called up Shane, and it was emergency podcast. And this was like 10 years ago. And I said, "Breaking news, Nick Saban just retired. Get your reaction." And Shane said, "Are you shitting me?" So we uploaded that, and that was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, man, we had some good times, man. I'll never forget. I was singing that Florida Fight song. That was the first bet I really lost. I was sweating bullets doing that one because I had to learn the song, and then I got done. You said we weren't even recording the thing, and I thought I was going to have to sing it again.
Well, you know who's happy you didn't, Shane?
Who's that?
Cousin Les, oh, welcome to the family. Appreciate you, buddy. Shane, did you come over on the Mayflower? All right, how about this one, Shane, from Jeez Louise. Shout out, Jeez, he's in here. He's an official cousin. Whoever or whatever lands at LSU, well, we kind of hit on this. Should they make room for Coach O in some capacity? He thinks it won't hurt. It's some capacity. I mean, it depends on what that means, you know? Like,
yeah.
Should he be a coach on the staff? I don't think so, Shane. Because we've been there. We done it. It worked. It didn't work.
Yeah.
If he wants to be in there and he wants to help in the weight room, if he wants to help in recruiting, you know, that kind of role, kind of like Steve Spurrier down there, apparently at Florida, I think that would work for him.
Well, I agree and I disagree. I feel like it could be more of a distraction for the program and just something else, another wrinkle that a coach has to, you know, I mean, his time is down to seconds, and now he has to spend minutes talking to Coach O about something. I feel like you're just burning daylight. So, yeah, no offense to Coach O, but I feel like, you know, his time, he had his opportunity. He had his shot. I love seeing him at the stadium. I would love to see him on the sideline, maybe during a game or something like that. But during football practice and all that, I feel like that could be tough. And just put it in job perspective, you know? You quit your job, and then your boss retires or whatever, and then you're like, "Man, I hated that guy." And then all of a sudden he comes back, and then but you're the boss now. But he's telling you, "Yeah, back in my prime," or "back when this was working," you know? I can only imagine the shit that would come from Coach O.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it, you know?
Yeah. But I would love, deep down inside, I still would love to have him at the podium, you know?
All right, shout out. Hey, this is where I put the title of the show, Shane. Shout out cousin Michael Raleigh, an official cousin. Do brands still matter when it comes to saying what jobs are the best available? I feel like the resources neutralize the brand now. And I tend to agree.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and you kind of said this wisely, Shane, you wise son of a gun. But, you know, I just wonder, especially now when you're asking all this money to be spent.
Yeah.
How many teams, like, here's a perfect example, like Georgia Bulldogs. Are they paying players? Oh, yeah, of course. But are they paying as much as A&M? I don't think so, Shane, because A&M is thirsty for a title. Yeah. Are they paying as much as Tennessee? I'd say probably not, because Tennessee's thirsty for that title, right? So let's say A&M wins a national championship this year, which I think is realistic. I'm not saying like all the donations will dry up, but
yeah,
will they be able to keep doing it for 5 years in a row, for 10 years in a row? I don't know, Shane. I think it kind of comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is kind of realistic. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I used to call it the luxury tax, you know, the luxury of being Alabama, the luxury of being Georgia. You know, there are a few programs that maybe get a discount on players, if you will, just because of the brand. But, yeah, I think now it's just came down to money. Now, there's a few schools. You know, I feel like the Mississippi State schools, Ole Miss schools, you know, those are going to attract some local talent. I always feel like LSU, definitely. This is why Brian Kelly got criticized, because he had trouble recruiting right there in his backyard, you know. But at the end of the day, I feel like the older we get and the more we go, the less that brand really matters. It's just like an NFL team, you know, for these kids. They're just getting drafted, and who's going to pay? Who's going to give them the opportunity?
Yeah. It's just different times right now. You know what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, do you like that? Yeah. I mean, I hate it. I mean,
I like it.
I know, but I miss a little bit of,
I don't like Bama and Georgia just whooping everybody's ass.
No,
every year.
I get that.
I think it's fun that Vanderbilt is in the playoff discussion. I think it's fun that A&M may win the national championship.
But what sucks, though, is when you get kids that are there for a year and then they go elsewhere, yeah. Right? They're not really committed. So, like a VFL, we call it here in Tennessee, Vol for Life. It feels like we're getting less and less of those kids that are just all Vol and, you know, ambassadors of the school.
Well, Hendon Hooker's a VFL, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
He transferred in for 2 years.
Yeah, I wish he had some more eligibility. After Joey, we need a backup, you know?
Hey, Assorted Beverages said, good Lord, that's a big zombie.
Have you ever seen 28 Years Later?
Well, I'll tell you what you don't have to wait 28 years for, Shane.
What's that?
Pacho Outdoors. Oh. Go check them out. PachoOutdoors.com/SEC to get you $10 off over at Pacho Outdoors. Shane, you're going to want to get this stuff.
Yeah.
I know your brother down there in the Flying Hawaiian, he's going to be down in Austin to watch a game this weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to send him over to Pacho Outdoors to get us some swag over there, because the Pacho Promise, Shane, they got some great stuff, and they have this thing called the Pacho Promise. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges to make sure your clothes fit you well. They got denim, flannel, western polos, and tough thread over there at Pacho Outdoors. Go check them out. Link in the show notes, PachoOutdoors.com/SEC to get you $10 off. You can't beat it this Halloween season. You know what?
You can't. And the holidays, right? I mean, you got Thanksgiving, you're going back to the house. You're like, man, I want to be cool, man. I want to look cool. I want to look like the coolest cousin there, right? Well, go to Poncho. You can find pretty cool shirts over there. Mm-hmm. Any of them.
I thought you were looking a little bit cooler these days, Shane.
That's right. Ain't quite got the big and tall section yet, so you little skinny bastards better enjoy.
All right, how about this one, Shane, from Cousin Thorhog? Appreciate you, buddy. If the next head coach at Arkansas was given the same resources, regardless of who it is, would they be better off with an experienced coach like a James Franklin or a Dan Mullen, or would they be better off going with a young up-and-comer like John Summerall or Alex Golish, who could end up becoming a great coach? What's your thoughts on that, Shane?
That's tough, man, because you're kind of in a crossroads. And I would love success, but if it's short-lived, that's kind of tough. I mean, how awesome would it be to have a successful coach for 10, 15 years, you know, instead of having to find you a new one in 5, 7, you know? So, I don't know. At the end of the day, I want to win, And whoever's going to provide that, I'm all for it. And he mentioned the key word was resources. You know, whoever had them, if you had comparable resources and you could compete in the NIL world with everybody else, well, then give me the successful coach, in my opinion, the one that's going to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They really like these flaming shirts here, Shane.
You can't beat a good flaming shirt, you know?
And I've seen a lot of comments. It looks like you slimmed down. That might be your new look there, Shane.
Hey! Maybe I'll start wearing it more.
Hey, shout out Cousin Kyle Loving Good. We appreciate you, buddy. He's an official cousin. What is the path to the Aggies winning the SEC championship?
Path, you're on it. You just want us to talk about it.
Can they afford to lose one? And yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think they can afford to lose one and still make it. Now, Bama's, that'll be tricky because Bama's ahead of you or undefeated in conference play, as are you. But if you lose one, then they are automatically, you know, they're locked in front of you if they win out. So that's a little tricky. But, you know, if Georgia wins out, they could get in ahead of you. So can you afford to lose one? Yes and no. Depends on how the other teams do. You kind of need Alabama and Georgia to drop one if you want to lose a conference game and guarantee it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. I totally agree. And it feels nice, don't it, to be in the captain's seat? As long as you don't lose four games, these four games in a row, then I swear to God, I'll get the 8-4 tattoo, you know? So do not do that. But yeah, you have the ability to lose one. You'll be fine. But I don't think you want to, man. You know, now you're at the point. You're the only undefeated SEC team. Why would you not want to do something that people said was impossible to do? I mean, that's what we said when Alabama lost. That's what we said when Georgia lost. Well, it's impossible to be undefeated. Well, it's not College Station yet. So I feel like that's the ultimate. It's like, hey, you're about to do something that was told that was not able to do.
Right, right. And again, it's kind of silly to sit here and be like, well, you know, Bama's going to go undefeated. Georgia's going to go undefeated. Hell, Bama, who I think is really good.
Uh-huh.
As do you. I know this was a while ago, but hell, they lost Florida State. Florida State's awful. You know what I mean? They should have got beat last week, I think, by South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, same deal. Georgia, they could win the national championship. They could have easily lost to Tennessee, Auburn, and maybe even Ole Miss. You know what I mean? So I think all these games, or maybe not all of them, but the marquee ones, you know, Florida State, Texas, Georgia Tech, they're all winnable. They're all losable for these teams. Even the best of the best, I think.
Shane looks like Beetlejuice before Ozempic.
That's a good one. All right. How about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
Cousin Jake Smith. Now, this one I didn't quite understand, but he's an official cousin, so we're going to ask a question. Hopefully, I'm not crossing a line here. Will Arkansas make it to the Mistress on the Back of the Bike Bowl?
Ooh.
I think what he's really asking is, will they make a bowl game?
Yeah.
But they got to win out. And no, that ain't happening, is it?
No. No, it is not. I'm sorry. And honestly, I would say right now, you're looking at this game, this Mississippi State game, as potentially the last one, right? I think you could maybe get LSU. Hell, I don't know, man. I sit here, I talk. Arkansas is one of those teams that has been close in every single football game.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's do percentage. We talked about Texas winning out. Uh-huh. What percentage would you give Arkansas winning out?
Zero.
That's fair. What about, 50-50? What about 2-2?
No, I think that is 25%.
Okay. All right. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, no, I think there's a very good chance.
We should have a bet. If Arkansas wins out, you got to wear this makeup just like this.
Hey, you'll appreciate this one, buddy. From Always Cocky, can Cousin Shane please put Beamer back on the hot seat? Ever since Shane apologized, we've been awful. Maybe you need to turn on the cocks, you know?
That is true. You know what? I'm telling you right now, South Carolina loses three out of the next four games. They lose three out of the next four. They finish the season 4-8. And Beamer, I'm not saying he leaves, but he looks at it. He looks at that offer as so he's erasing his board.
So there you go. You've just cursed them to have a good year. You know what?
Come on, Beamer. Ball's in your court now.
All right, how about this one? We had two that were kind of similar, so I kind of grouped them together.
Yes.
Inside the pocket, appreciate you. Does the Florida, LSU, and Penn State jobs being open, does that keep Hugh Freeze around for another year? And SEC Sean, we appreciate you. Would schools like Auburn and Kentucky be better off waiting to fire their coaches rather than settling for the fourth or fifth choice? So, you know, with all these job openings, Shane, does it make it to where there's a better shot Hugh Freeze and Mark Stoops return?
Yeah. I mean, unless you've got a name out there that you think you could get, right? And I'm not saying it may be Kentucky. I mean, we talked, I think John Summerall, I think he's out, right? You missed that window. But, you know, you're looking at Auburn. I still feel like Auburn has enough juice down there to hire some big name coaches. I mean, clearly Hugh Freeze was a big name coach. So I don't know if I would wait. If I'm Adam Hugh Freeze, I'm getting rid of Hugh Freeze. What's the point of dragging this thing out another year?
Yeah, because who knows what jobs are open next year.
Right. And how much money you'd lose in the process or players. So
yeah, if he's not the guy, I think you gotta move on. I don't care. And Auburn should not be going. Auburn's a great place. Mm-hmm. With great tradition, with great fans. They shouldn't be like, fuck, LSU's open. We can't compete with them. You know, Florida's open. You should be going in there, identifying your guy, whether he's on Florida or LSU's list or not. Pick a guy that can win big like a John Summerall and go hire his ass. And I think you'll, you know, we live in a world, Shane, where Ole Miss is a better program than LSU.
Yep.
And it can happen pretty damn quickly. You know what?
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one from, you ain't going to like it, buddy. Ethan Pearson. Oklahoma wins this weekend at Tennessee, but drops to Alabama and beats Missouri and LSU at home to finish 9-3. If Oklahoma goes 9-3 with that scenario, winning at Tennessee, losing at Bama, but beating Missouri and LSU, are they in the playoff? I think there's a shot.
Just, yeah. I mean, yeah. It just depends on. You need what you would need. So he's saying beats Tennessee. Who's the other loss with?
At Bama.
See, the only problem I have with that, Mike, is LSU's not viewed as a significant. Yeah. Like, I'd almost want to lose that game. Could. Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah. But that's not going to happen. I mean. They don't lose games I'm present at, you know?
What if I can change his question to lose to Tennessee, but beat Bama, Missouri, and LSU?
That's it. And you need Mizzou to have, like, they can't lose any more but that one. Same thing with Bama. And LSU, same. They have to be successful in November for you to, you know, use that as a reason to get into a playoff.
I knew I could swing this to Tennessee winning that damn game, even though he started his question with Oklahoma beating Tennessee. Hey, how about Cousin Lou, Shane? Will a defensive or offensive coordinator, young coach, be enough for any of these jobs? If you're talking SEC, I ain't doing it, Shane. No. I ain't doing it.
Now, you may see something at some point where it's internal. You know, let's just say hypothetically, let's say Ole Miss. Okay, here's a good one. Ole Miss leaves. Would you consider hiring, Lane Kiffin goes, would you consider hiring Charlie or Pete or, you know, something like that?
I mean, I really wouldn't.
Yeah, because, I mean, you see it. We saw it with Tennessee baseball. We saw it with Auburn basketball. You know, sometimes you're going to get, if you're having success, you know, promoting from within, it's rare, but it does happen.
I'll give you two.
Yeah.
Missouri, if Drink leaves, maybe Kirby Moore. Mm-hmm. I know they like hate his ass because they lost the game.
Yeah.
He's a really good play caller. I think. And he's turned the program around. And then I don't know that I would hire this guy given his past, but I wouldn't hire the current guy because of his past. But what if Auburn fires Hugh Freeze, DJ Durkin? I mean, hell, the defense is playing out of their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I mean, if Kalen keeps doing well, I mean, you look what Ryan Grubb did. So I feel like it's possible. I don't think currently, like the only the Ole Miss is the one I would be like, I would see maybe happening. But I will tell you this, Mike, there's no way in hell anytime soon that we're going to have another coordinator like Lebby come in from another conference and get an SEC job. I just don't see that happening.
Hey, shout out cousin Carl, Shane, crazy Carl. Is Shane the ghost of the Pillsbury Dough Bowl?
I like the Kung Fu Panda, Panda off South Park, you know. A lot of people don't remember Uncle Fester. I guess it's been a while since that's what I grew up with.
Yeah. Well, I know I haven't seen it, but there is a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? I don't know if he's in it. Is he in it?
I think so, but it's a different one, and his makeup's not as heavy as the ones in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, kids. Yeah. We're just too old, Shane.
Them damn kids these days, they don't respect it.
How about Liquid? Do you have a read on the interim coaches and how these teams might finish?
Do you have a read on the interim coaches?
So he's talking LSU and Florida, you know?
Well, I do think that there was a little pep in the step down there in LSU.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't see that with Florida so much. They're still, they're still sad and mourning the loss of the great Billy Napier there, keeping his spot. Nobody's touching his parking spot. None of that. It's like dumb shit. So, yeah, I have no faith in the Florida situation. I mean, obviously, Arkansas, I feel like there was some energy. It's still there, but it's not as high as it was going into Knoxville.
I think the one is to watch is Frank Wilson.
Yeah.
Now, again, is this likely to happen? They probably, you know, God, they're getting the president, they're getting the governor in all this. So, I mean, it could be a madhouse down there. But in any world, Shane, if they beat Bama, at Bama, mm-hmm. God, they hate Bama. You know what?
Yeah.
Beat Arkansas. Surely they'll beat Western Kentucky. And then beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Maybe we give the job to Frank Wilson. He's got head coaching experience. He's from down there. He's an elite recruiter. He's like LSU through and through. I wouldn't completely rule that out.
Yeah, it's very slim, though. But, I mean, what's crazy is LSU did it, right? They did it and won a national championship. And
that's what
people
I'm saying.
Yeah. Dabo, you hate the guy, but he did it. You know, interim came in and bought in. They won national championship.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about this one, Shane? We kind of hit on this, but SEC Maverick, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Could Arkansas ever get Nick Saban out of retirement? It's right next to Louisiana, plus no. We got that Walmart money.
We did this. We did this with Steve Spurrier. We did this with Bobby Bowden, when he got out. He was Joe Pa there for a minute until he got, deep trouble. But yeah, it's these legacy coaches. They're not doing it. Saban's not doing it.
Well, I really wanted to ask just for the second part because we knew the answer to that one. Because do you like creamy peanut butter or chunky peanut butter?
Oh, well, I mean, for a sandwich, it's creamy, but I like crunchy too. It's Jif though. That's the key.
Yeah.
I'll hit Peter Pan, but anything other than that, I'm
Have
I'm
you had all... Justin's?
No. Oh wait, is that the one you got to mix up or some shit?
No.
Oh,
Justin's is where it's at. You got to get on that.
No, I haven't done Justin's. Did you ever get that? I know you have, you healthy bastard. That mixed up peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a process.
No.
You can't do that with like a sandwich, though. It's impossible.
I bought some of that PB powder, I was going to make some like healthy shakes and stuff, but it didn't taste like sweet. So I just, after the first one, I never did it again.
I had some of that today.
No, did you? Yeah. Well, come get the rest of this.
All right. How about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
Frank, with you. I like this question here. In a hypothetical world here,
yeah,
Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and A&M. So the teams that are at the top four, mm-hmm. they all meet in the college football playoff, the Final Four. It's all SEC. What a world that would be in. Wouldn't that be great? Are there any matchups that are worrisome, beneficial to one team? And if the matchups change in the semis, could the outcome change? So just your thoughts. We don't have to go super deep, but just let's say Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and A&M all meet in the Final Four.
Yeah.
And just for this scenario, I'm going to do it this way, Shane, because I think it'll be fun. A&M versus Ole Miss, because
mm-hmm.
Kiffin, A&M, they hate Kiffin.
Yeah.
There's bad blood there. And then Georgia, Alabama, because we all know what fun that is. But, yeah, if it's – I'm not saying Georgia can't beat Alabama, but
– I'd want it the other way. I'd want Alabama, Ole Miss – or, no, I'd want Alabama and Texas A&M – just because those games were pretty good until we went to this weird schedule for the last couple seasons. And I would then want the rematch of Ole Miss and Georgia neutral site, you know? Just because that's – I mean, I would love to see that one again. That was so good the first time to have it on a neutral site. Now that both teams kind of understand each other, you know?
That's good, Shane, but you can't switch what I did. So who wins it if it's Bama, Georgia?
Oh, if who wins? Bama, Georgia, I'd say Bama right now.
And then Ole Miss, A&M.
Ole Miss, A&M.
Okay, so we go Alabama, A&M in the championship.
Yeah, which is it? Oh, I got to pick one.
Clip it.
No. I don't know, man. The way A&M's playing, I'm back, baby. A&M fans don't want to hear it, but I'm here. I told you the LSU game was the prove it game, and now I'm like, damn, I can't see him losing anybody.
Okay. And then, hey, final one before we get to the food question.
Yes.
Shout out cousin Trey. How hot is Beamer's seat if they lose to Ole Miss? And I don't necessarily think that heats it up. But.
No, but how bad? I mean, if it's like a 30, 40-point game, and you know Lane
was bad last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was conversations about that. So, and I don't know. Lane's in this weird spot right now. He's calling out Oklahoma after the loss, you know. So, something about these games are personal. So, I feel like this one would be personal, too. And so, I don't think he gets fired. I don't think Beamer gets fired, but I do think that if there is a conversation, if there's a realistic conversation about Virginia Tech and the staff and the team knows it, they may push him in that direction, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and he also said he's on the text thread with Kiffin. So I don't think Kiffin and Beamer are on bad terms or anything.
No, but they can be. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we get mad at each other. We're family.
I would imagine Brent Venables is not on the and I know Hugh Freeze isn't on the text chain.
Yeah, no. Did you think they start their own?
Yeah. I don't think so. But you know who would?
Who?
Always showing up.
Steven Up.
Boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven. He gifted SC That Coyote. What a name. Hey. SC, welcome
to the family.
All right, Cousin Trey, and we got more food questions, not just Cousin Trey. So, Cousin Trey, shout out, food questions. Ooh, we're back to candy, Shane.
Yeah.
Skittles or Swedish fish?
I'm not a fan of either one, but I'm going to go Skittles if I had to lean one.
Oh, really? You seem like a Swedish fish, man.
Be honest, I don't even really know what that is. Is that like a gummy?
It's like a little red candy. Yeah, it's probably best for your health. You never find out what that is. They're pretty delicious.
Well, I'll go Skittles because I've had them.
Okay. How about Almond Joy or Mounds?
Almond Joy. Yeah.
Coconut, huh?
I love coconut. I love it. It should be in more recipes. My wife, she makes one. It's like a strawberry fluff thing that's got, man, coconut in it, and it's one of those desserts that you could just keep eating because it's just got a, like, if you get enough coconut, it's just a good balance, so it's not like overly sweet. The next thing you know, you ate half the jar.
Jesus, Shane will take you to the candy. All right, how about Payday or Snickers?
Oh, brother. This is going to sound crazy, but the older I get, the more I like paydays. I don't know why. Snickers, I was a kid, Snickers was the thing.
Yeah.
But the older I've gotten, the more I've enjoyed payday. And maybe because it's
What is a payday? Is it just nuts and...
Yeah, it's like a caramel? nougat caramel mix inside, and then there's nuts on the outside.
Gotcha,
now, they
yeah.
make a chocolate version that has, and I'm not a big fan of it, but the payday, there's something about that. Again, it hits that sweet, salty combination. It pairs well.
Old Mace says, it looks like Shane's got candy in his van. And someone, apologies, they're coming in fast right now, Shane, but someone, you were explaining the nuts and all mm-hmm. that. They said, well, it sounds like a meal.
Yeah, it is. It's actually good for you, I think.
All right, how about circus peanuts or candy corn? You got to eat one.
Oh, candy corn.
Okay.
But my wife gets the one that has, like, it's made from honey. Like, she's, like, very particular about candy corn. I didn't know there was variations of this.
Right.
But the honey does taste a little better than, like, that artificial sweet stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had a good circus peanut.
Hey, Carl, appreciate you, buddy. He just gave us a donation. Food question, Shane. By the third quarter, will Sooner fans be having a mouthful of peanut butter and nothing to drink?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm hoping. Just quiet Sooners heading back to their cars so they can get to the hotel. Yeah, no, this is going to be an awesome, awesome matchup. So, again, I hope if you're up there, let me know where you're at. I'll try to swing by and grab a cold beer with you. So I just like going to see all the cousins, you know?
Yeah, the trick is you got to get Shane early. Because once he's had a couple... It's hard tracking his ass down.
He parks somewhere.
All right, how about this? Kit Kat or Reese's?
Reese's. Yeah, Reese's.
Right. That's the right answer.
I like Kit Kats, though.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Mm-mm.
Whoppers or Twix?
Twix. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like Whoppers? Never been a fan.
Yeah, they're all right, but they can't compare with Twix.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat them. And, you know, it's funny, growing up, there's like a poor version of Whoppers, like a Sam's Club version. That's what we got around here. So, like, real Whoppers, we didn't get too much of that growing up. But I do appreciate it. Those are a little bit better, but they do make the cheap kind, too.
Ooh. All right. And then how about 100 Grand Bar or Milky Way?
100 Grand Bar. And I'm going to tell you something funny. So this is so stupid. This should be illegal, but I'm in the sixth grade, right? And this is the first time we had like a fundraiser, mm-hmm. and they gave me a box full of candy bars to sell.
I know where this is going.
I've never had 100 grand, you know. So I opened one up and I put. My mom gave me $2 for lunch and. Each candy bar is a dollar. Dude, I didn't eat lunch for like a month, but I did sell my candy box because I ate them all. But that was the first time I had 100 grand. So when I hear that, I think back sixth grade and that little scam they ran on us kids.
Scott says he ate them all, didn't he?
Yeah, I did. Hell yeah.
You know, I think the best candy bar, I don't know if you think it's debatable, Shane.
Yeah.
The dark Milky Way. Have you had that?
Dark Milky Way? No. I mean, I probably have. Have I had? I've had a lot of candy, Mike, but I don't know.
Something about it to me is this is number one all time.
So that's like the candy bar you'd get? Like if I go on a road trip,
yeah,
I usually either get a payday or I get one of those king-size Kit Kat deals, you know?
Ooh.
Oh, you know something? Have you ever had the peanut butter Twix version?
I don't think so.
Sometimes that hits the spot. Because, again, Reese's is a mess. You if you're eating in the car and you're not really paying attention, you're going to wear some of that shit on your shirt, you know? So maybe that's why I go payday, because if you drop a peanut, you can deal with it later.
Yeah. All right. This is what we're talking about, right? Let's see. I found it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is mm-hmm. pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But it has no caramel, does it?
Yeah. No, I think so.
I think it'd be better with caramel in it.
Yeah, I think there is some caramel in it. It seems like there's caramel in it.
Okay.
I'll test it as soon as we get off here. I'll let you know. I'll do a little research for us.
Hey, shout out to Shane Bentley. Hey there, Uncle Fester. I mean, Shane. Ooh. As a Georgia fan, I'll admit that Florida will bring their best. With that said, I believe Georgia wins.
What's the spread on this one?
Was it 7.5 in favor of Georgia, of course.
Damn. Did you hear Kirby yelling this week? I love listening to him yell. It's like, if you did this, you'd be fired, you know? If this was out in the real world, your ass would be fucking fired.
So, hey, how about Juju? He says, Shane looks like he's been in Marler's stash.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit.
And Brandon Norwood's Reese's with the potato chip pieces inside. Don't sleep on it. I didn't even know that existed.
Is that a real thing, Brandon? I've not heard of that. Or did you just make this up? Because that could be a combination he made up.
Right.
I do like, you know, talking about chips. If you get like a sandwich, if I make a sandwich and maybe I'm not a huge fan of it, I will throw on like some Doritos or something on top of it. It's like lettuce, but better. It gives you that crunch, but, you know, has a little flavor to it.
Apparently, Shane, I think this may be real. This may be breaking news here. I think this is a real thing.
Let me in on this. This is a real thing.
Reese Big Cup potato chips.
Let me write this down. you know, because ultimately it's salt and sugar and sweet, right?
Right.
You're kind of looking for that. And that would make sense that chips and the saltiness, that would probably be pretty damn good. Snickerdoodle. What are you trying to kill me?
How about this one? I guess we're off food for a second. If Bama, A&M, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Tennessee all make the playoff, which team's offense do you believe could blow out Ohio State and Indiana?
The best offense.
I like A&M because they're just so balanced.
Yeah.
But Tennessee's up there too. And hell, this may blow your mind, Shane. It blew mine. Georgia. According to the efficiency rankings that I like to cite, Georgia has the best offense in the country. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy talk.
It's crazy. Mike Bobo, what?
I'm going to have to fact check that.
Georgia, and hell, I mean, Bama, when Ty Simpson's on, he's on fire. Hell, Trinidad, I mean, I think all these teams could play with these teams.
I wish I had Georgia's roster, you know? I wish Heupel had Georgia's offense. You think it's running now. You just wait.
All right, back to the food, Shay.
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't know. He went crazy on this one. We were talking candy, right?
Yeah.
Boston baked beans are good and plenty.
Boston baked beans and good and plenty?
Or good and plenty. I don't know what good and plenty is, do you?
I think Boston baked beans is like those candied, I think, are they really beans?
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know if
that, okay.
They're like red, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, here's good and plenty. I don't think I'd touch these.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Would you?
This is that poor stuff I was telling you about, man. You know what I'm saying? This is that stuff that... As a kid, yes, this is the shit you avoid.
I've never heard of this.
Brother, the fact I knew what it was, I was like, they're little red bastards, ain't they? So, yeah, I would probably go Boston baked beans, but I did not like either one of those growing up.
Yeah.
God, that was net. You just took me back, cuz. I need to find some. It's surprise some of these kids on Halloween, you know? They're going to be pissed. They'll never come back.
All right. Then Surfer Dog, he's got some food questions for you, Shane.
Yeah.
What's your go-to order at Bojangles?
Oh, man, Cajun filet. But, shit, that's not fair. Because I have two. I like the Cajun.
It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. I don't want to just. Well, actually, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Bojangles, phenomenal restaurant, right? I love the Cajun filet. That's always the OG. I've had the steak biscuit, also really good.
What does it come on, a biscuit?
Yeah. Oh, you've never had it?
I mean, I've had it. You have talked it up. I went and I was like, this is what he's all hyped out? I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
worth returning to.
What I like about it is it's not the same. Like, you go to McDonald's, you get the same cut. Like, you eat the same chicken nugget or whatever. Yeah. A Cajun filet, it's like sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you get an okay one. You know, you could tell it's, like, really fresh. So I love the Cajun filet. Now, the only problem with the biscuit is, like, you're fully committing to the biscuit. Because sometimes that biscuit's been sitting under that heater too long, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, man, it just ruins the whole sandwich. But I do like the strips. You know, you can get that with a biscuit, and their fries, their seasoned fries are phenomenal. Got the honey mustard. I don't know what they put in their honey mustard, but it's illegal. It's like crack cocaine. So, and then their chicken sandwich. The only thing I would say about their, like, remember when they went on this Popeyes deal, like Popeye has the best chicken. Well, Bojangles said, hey, try ours out. Theirs is phenomenal. And if I could talk to somebody that's responsible, if they could put honey mustard, that crack cocaine honey mustard on top of it, it would be the perfect chicken sandwich.
I just like how we could sit here and talk football and you're very casual. And then I start asking you about Bojangles and you just get freaking locked in here.
I'm locked in, man. Bo-berry biscuits, come on.
Now, I do like the Bo-berry. I've had
that. Get a little extra icing on it, you know. Talk to you got to talk them up at the window. Hey, what's going on? How's the kids? You got any extra icing on that thing?
Who's got better biscuits, Bojangles or Cracker Barrel?
Bojangles.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel's dead to me.
Finally, he's got a Halloween candy question.
And, you know, it's funny. I've missed a lot of meal. I was late the other day because of dinner. Well, the family went out. They're saying, hey, we're going to do Cracker Barrel at 6. And I said, you could do it without me. Since the last time you go see your brother, I said, you tell him you better have a safe flight.
Oh, man. All right. It's not even a question. It's just a tip.
Yeah.
That I feel like you're going to take advantage of here, Shane. He says, get you a Kit Kat bar.
Uh-oh. Injuries.
Yep. Get you a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Put it in the fridge for an hour. Uh-huh. And then spread a layer of crunchy peanut butter on it. He says, I guarantee you'll like it.
I'll never come back. Well, so just an hour, though, right?
I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah, I guess it would freeze in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want it to be nice and cool, right?
I'll try it. I'll definitely try it. I haven't had crunchy peanut butter in a while. I saw a cousin asked a question over here, too. I want to give him a little shout out. Well,
let's get the injury report real quick, Shane. Breaking news here. Big one. Vanderbilt, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Arch Manning, questionable. Michael Taft, their defensive back, questionable for the Vanderbilt game. So that's pretty big. Georgia, Florida. Nah, I mean, hell, Florida's got a lot of guys out, but I think they were already kind of out. Good news for Mississippi State, Arkansas, Shane. Fluff Bothwell, probable. So he's playing. Left tackle Albert Reese, questionable for Mississippi State. For Arkansas, no one notable. No one notable on South Carolina Ole Miss. Ooh, buddy. And then Tennessee, Oklahoma, Shane.
Yeah.
Gerard McCoy out, unfortunately, but he's getting closer, apparently. Linebacker Arian Carter, questionable. And then for Oklahoma, bunch of questionables. Running back Javonta Barnes, running back Taylor Tatum, defensive back Gentry Williams, linebacker Kobe McKenzie, and offensive lineman Logan Howland, while Keontae's Lewis, receiver, and offensive lineman Derek Simmons, both doubtful for Tennessee, Oklahoma. Oh,
man. Yeah, they should probably rest up just to be safe.
Oh, and one more. I forgot. I always forget this game. Cam Coleman, outstanding receiver. Auburn.
Yes.
Questionable.
Mm. It looked pretty damn bad, too.
Yeah.
An injury at that time.
So where was the question you wanted to get, or did we miss it?
Yeah, I just got it here. Sam Bostic asked, what was my Texas Roadhouse order? Ooh. Love the rolls, obviously. That's going to be coming over to the table. But Cactus Blossom, got to start out with a nice little app. And then here's the thing. I grew up a ribeye guy, right? And my wife, she's a filet girl. And I did both. I like New York strips. But the sirloins at Texas Roadhouse, if you're a baller on a budget, Don't sleep on it. It is fantastic. Great seasoning. Comes out perfect every time. So I usually go with the sirloin here. And sometimes, loaded baked potato, of course. Everything but chives. Extra sour cream if I'm feeling froggy. And that's kind of usually where I go. They usually bring a salad out. But
I used to like fillets. And not that I dislike them.
Yeah.
But that's like a rookie move to me.
Yeah.
You know? You got to get a little of that juice. You got to get a little of that fat. It's a more well-balanced meal.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah. I told you. Well, I was just looking at it. I was thinking cost-wise, I could get almost two of these, you know? So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to keep doing that. You know, I need quantity, not quality. Jeez.
Shout out to Dr. Detroit. He says, guys like ribeyes, women like fillets. That's the rules.
That is the rules. And I don't argue. I mean, and she doesn't even finish all of it. But here's what grinds my gears.
So you always get the other half of it anyway.
This is what takes it, right? Is there comes a time in your child's life, though, and if it's a girl, where she now wants a fillet. And I'm like, whoa, pump the brakes, girl. You know, so that's kind of where we're at. So as much money as I'm saving, I'm losing it watching her just pick at her food for like 10 minutes. She's like, they're like, you want a box? And they're like, no. She's like, no. And I'm like, hell yeah, we want a box. Her steak's coming home with me.
All right, now that everybody's starving, Shane, anything else before we wrap this one up?
No. Again, if you got some tailgate spots to recommend, be sure to let me know. Send it here, send it Twitter, however you want to get it to me. And I promise I will try to. I always like to do a map, Mike. You know, I'm not a bouncing around kind of guy. I'm like, if I can hit this along the way, that's kind of what I'm trying to shoot for. But I look forward to seeing all cousins this weekend. We're going to have an absolute blast over there. And JP, thank you again. We were both on the side of the road yesterday, so I appreciate JP hanging out with us today. Shout outs go to Steven Up, Cousin JR, Brandon Road Dart, Cousin Rick, Dylan with Dylan, Buttered Sausage, Brandon Norwood, Ryan Sosa Jr., Cousin Lou, Carl Juckins, Liquid Flames, Shane Bentley, and Adrian Wells. And JP, of course, I appreciate you. Thank you all the cousins. And remember, the thumbs up costs $0. So if you want to minimize this and hit that thumbs up, that really would help us out on your way out. And I appreciate all the cousins. Look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow, because, brother, I've got these picks, and I've almost got them dialed in. I feel like I'm going to bat 1,000% this weekend.
Yeah, you're in last place, so you better. So tune in tomorrow. Same time as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. We'll do our preview predictions show. Until then, that's going to do it for this one. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.